Welcome to another episode of the Alter Your Health podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. If this is your first time listening, hello and welcome. We value your time and energy and hope you receive a lot from tuning in. As a listener-supported show, we rely on you to help us grow. We'd be so grateful if you share the show or a favorite episode with a friend or fellow health seeker. Living a healthy and nourishing life doesn't always come easily, especially in today's crazy world. But that's why we're here, doing what we love, hopefully helping you along with information and inspiration that fuels your health pursuits. If you're looking for more support, consider subscribing to the monthly meal guide membership. Just $11 per month gets you access to a weekly meal guide filled with healing and delicious whole food plant-based recipes, along with invitations to our regularly scheduled support calls where we can connect, answer questions, and keep the good vibes flowing in our healthy lives. You can learn more at www.alter.health/meal-guides. And if you're looking for more in-depth support, check out our other services. We offer both one-on-one consulting as well as educational programs. All of our current offerings are listed at www.alter.health. Our ultimate goal is to empower you to heal yourself. Keeping with that theme, let's dive into today's show.
Hello and welcome to the Alter Your Health podcast. I'm Dr. Susanna Alter. I'm a naturopathic doctor that specializes in whole food plant-based nutrition and mind-body medicine. And here at Alter Health, we empower individuals to reverse disease and reclaim optimal health with whole food plant-based eating and mind-body medicine. And welcome back to another week on the podcast. Dr. Ben has been doing a lovely streak of episodes talking about anti-nutrients, or quote-unquote anti-nutrients, right? They're not actually anti-nutrients found in plant foods. And we're going to take a little break from that wonderful series. He's going to pick it back up next week. Don't worry, there's a lot of great other plant compounds we have to talk about. But we're going to take a little break this week to talk about metabolic health. Because last week we actually hosted a free event in our Facebook group and on YouTube called the Whole Food Plant-Based Eat More, Weigh Less Challenge. And so we've got the metabolism on the mind and wanted to give you kind of, you know, a little bit of a recap on the highlights of some of the really important points that were made in the Whole Food Plant-Based Challenge. So we're going to go ahead and start today's episode actually by talking about a really inspiring story. This is a story that's been shared before in some of our offerings, so forgive me if you've already heard it, but I don't know if we've actually shared it in full in the podcast. And so I feel like this is a really good place to start. And so this is someone who worked with us, a client that worked with us, still a client of ours. But she started working with us when she was 67, and she had the goal of optimizing her weight. She had always struggled with weight, I think starting from her 20s. So for the majority of her life, struggled with weight. And somewhere in the middle of her life, she decided to transition to a vegetarian diet, where she ended up losing quite a bit of weight when she switched to a vegetarian diet, and ate that way for, I think, about 12 years or so, and then decided to go all the way vegan. When she switched to a vegan diet, she continued to lose a little bit of weight, but was still, you know, about 50 or so pounds overweight. Then she heard about whole food plant-based eating and decided to cut out the oil in her diet. And this then allowed her to lose another 5 pounds, but she was still stuck at 45 pounds overweight. And so this is when we met her. And, you know, she was feeling frustrated that she felt like she was eating all the right foods, doing all the right things, yet she was still overweight and her weight wasn't budging. So, you know, she was very confused, and we reassured her, you know, whole food plant-based eating is not foolproof. There are still some pitfalls that people can fall into when they eat this way. And when we started working with her, we helped to identify those pitfalls. We held a nutritional analysis, and we found some of the keys that were really getting in the way of her achieving that metabolic mastery. So within 9 months of switching the way that she was eating and also applying some lifestyle changes, she was able to lose the 45 pounds. She is now at her target weight, which is right there in the sweet spot in the healthy BMI range for her. And she's thriving. And she's 67. You know, I love this story because it really exemplifies that age and hormones are not a factor in weight and metabolism. We can still optimize our weight and metabolism, even when we are, you know, in our 60s and our 70s, in our 80s. So how did she do this? The keys that we are going to cover in this episode are essentially the keys that we went over with her that allowed her to heal her metabolism. Because one of the key things that we always, always talk about, a big point that is so important to really emphasize, is that weight, optimizing weight, is not about tinkering with calories in versus calories out. If it were that simple, then we'd probably be seeing more people at their ideal weight, right? With the crazy dieting that is happening in the world, right? But it's really not that simple. It comes down to healing the metabolism. And what do we even mean by healing the metabolism? It's kind of a misnomer. It's not really like the best phrase for what we're talking about. Really, what we're talking about when we use that phrase, heal the metabolism, is increasing your cellular metabolic efficiency. We want to increase the rate at which your cells convert the food that you eat into energy, so that the food that you're eating isn't just being stored on your body, hopefully to be used later. It's immediately being converted into energy that can go towards the healing process, energy that can go towards fueling your life and feeling great. And so the seven keys that we are going to cover in today's episode are the seven keys to boost your metabolism to create that metabolic efficiency. And so I'm going to go ahead and share, for those who are watching on YouTube, I'm going to share some visuals, actually an Instagram post from our alter.health Instagram account. And we see here the seven key ingredients for an efficient metabolism. Let's get that fire burning brighter. So the first key ingredient that we have to cover is this point of eating the proper fuel, eating high quality, carbohydrate rich whole plants. So by carbohydrates, we're not talking about cookies, chips, cakes, pasta. Actually, a lot of those foods are actually quite high in fat. Yes, they have carbohydrates in them, but they're actually more like 50-50 carbs and fat. We're talking about the food that nature designed for us, our whole plant foods that are naturally rich in carbohydrates, things like fruits, veggies, whole grains, and legumes. These are so important for fueling the metabolism because carbohydrates are your cells' favorite fuel source. So when we fuel the cell with its ideal fuel, it can then convert that fuel into energy. That's the first key step. We need to have the right fuel, the cell's favorite fuel. And actually, interestingly enough, in the story that I was sharing in the beginning of this podcast, we'll say it's Linda's story. In Linda's story, one of the pitfalls she fell into that was preventing her weight release was actually that she was focusing on too many high fat foods in her diet. They were still whole plant foods, but you know, there are a lot of nuts. There are a lot of avocados, for example. And this interferes with efficient metabolism because if we have more fat stored inside of our cells from eating a higher fat diet, that's actually going to interfere with the cell's insulin signaling pathway that is so key for allowing the food that we eat, the glucose, the carbohydrates that we eat to get into the cell to then be converted into energy. So I'm not going to, you know, cover insulin resistance and insulin sensitivity in depth in this podcast episode. We have a lot of podcast episodes in the past talking about insulin sensitivity and resistance. So go, you know, review in those other episodes. But the key thing to know here is that when we focus on the carbohydrate-rich foods, as, you know, the bulk of our nutrition, those fruits, those veggies, those whole grains, those legumes, this is going to help promote metabolic efficiency on that cellular level. Okay, let's go to the second key here. Second key ingredient. Once we have the right fuel, we need to make sure we eat enough of the right fuel. And this is when we bring in our metaphor of the metabolism being like a campfire. And if you want a nice roaring campfire, you know that yes, it needs the right fuel, but it also needs enough of the right fuel. So when you're going camping, you want to be nice and toasty warm at night. You know, you bring your big bundle of nice dry wood, right? And you got to make sure you bring enough to make sure that the that the campfire stays burning bright all night long. And so the same goes for our metabolism. If we are just like feeding our metabolism these little twigs, or, you know, AKA we're under eating, then that is going to diminish the flames of our metabolism. That is going to slow down our metabolic rate. And this is one of the most easiest pitfalls that people fall into because of this narrative in the diet culture, that the way to release weight is to count calories and restrict portion sizes. But we simply see that that's not actually what the solution is in reality. Actually, when we started working with Linda from our healing story, she was under eating. She was only eating about 1,000 calories every day. And so if calories in versus calories out was a reliable way to optimize weight, then she probably should have been there. But get this, the key to actually helping Linda heal her metabolism was coaching her to eat more, to eventually work up to like 2,000 calories a day. And by doing so, she over time lost those 45 pounds that had been, you know, hanging around with her for the majority of her life. So, yeah, it sounds crazy, right? Sounds crazy if your way of understanding weight was calories in versus calories out. But when we really understand the science of cellular metabolism, it simply makes sense that we need to eat more in order to increase the metabolic activity inside of our cells and to keep that metabolic activity revved up. So doing so will create this efficiency in the cell that when fuel comes in, it will quickly be converted into fuel. I mean, it will quickly be converted into energy, which will then fuel our life. Okay, let's go to key number three here. Oops, that was key number one. Key number three, having good micronutrient status. So this is also another reason why whole food plant-based eating is so great for creating metabolic efficiency, because our metabolism relies upon so many vitamins and minerals that serve as cofactors in enzymatic processes that drive the metabolism. So nutritional deficiencies, on the other hand, can be a major cause of the slowing down of the metabolism. This is why, you know, SAD diets, standard American diets that are devoid of nutrition, can cause a sluggish metabolism. This is also why another reason why under eating can cause a sluggish metabolism, because if we're under eating, we're simply not getting in enough fuel, but also enough vitamins and minerals that we need to really fuel those enzymatic processes that are so key for converting the fuel that we eat into energy. So yes, having good micronutrient status is so important. And that's why when you picture, you know, a balanced whole food plant-based lifestyle, it does involve a lot of those great carbohydrate-rich starchy foods like potatoes and whole grains and legumes, but it also contains a lot of our great super nutrient-dense foods like the leafy greens and the microgreens and all of our great non-starchy vegetables as well, because we need those vitamins and minerals as well for the metabolism. Okay, moving on to key ingredient number four, having low toxicity status in the body. This is really, really important as well, because actually having high levels of toxins directly slows down the metabolism. Why? This is actually one of our body's protective mechanisms against toxicity, because when we have a high level of toxins inside of the cell, it's actually, it can be, from the cell's perspective, it might be advantageous to slow down the metabolic rate to keep those toxins tucked away somewhere safe in the body where they're not causing damage, versus, you know, letting them be released and acting upon tissues in a damaging and toxic way. So yes, having high levels of toxicity in the body directly lowers the metabolic rate. This has been studied, but This is why having a healthy liver is so important for maintaining metabolic efficiency, because having a healthy liver helps us to metabolize and, you know, detoxify those toxins from the get-go so that they don't get stored in our cells, in our body, and slow down the metabolism. So, you know, if you feel like you're already at a place where it's like, oh, dang, you know, I've got a sluggish liver, or maybe I have a diagnosis of like non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, it's not too late to reverse that process. It's not too late to heal your metabolism and reverse non-alcoholic fatty liver disease or sluggish liver. Whole food plant-based eating is, once again, the best way to reverse liver issues. So it's just another reason why whole food plant-based eating is so great for metabolic health. All right, moving on to key ingredient number 5, maintaining balance in the nervous system. This is essential for metabolic health because a dysregulated nervous system, either due to sleep issues or due to chronic stress, can lead to persistent elevated cortisol levels, which then poses a burden to the metabolism and leads to weight gain, weight retention in the body. This also ties in the liver because, once again, the liver needs to break down and metabolize cortisol. It's one of the liver's roles. So high persistent elevated cortisol puts an extra burden on the liver, which then has the downstream effects to put a burden on the metabolism. So the key message here is, you know, if you feel like sleep issues or chronic stress is kind of a persistent theme in your life, this could also be a really major factor playing into metabolic issues or weight issues. Moving on to key number 6, optimal cellular hydration. This is huge. Dehydrated cells function suboptimally in many ways, but one of the major ways is that energy production, aka cellular metabolism, will slow way down. We need a good hydrated cell in order to have that efficient metabolic conversion of fuel into energy in the mitochondria. So it's so important that the water that we drink is making its way into our cells. And the way to do this is by making sure our water is properly mineralized with trace minerals. And you can buy trace mineral supplements and add these drops to your water. You will probably notice when you start doing this an increase in your energy, simply because, yeah, that water that you're drinking is finally making its way into the cell. So that's a big key. And I know I'm kind of going through these quickly because I realize, you know, trying to be efficient here with the time as well. Moving on to key number 7, balanced regular movement. And notice that movement is actually the last key. It's key 7 out of 7. It's not the first thing we talked about, because movement is not the end all be all. Movement is helpful in keeping your metabolism revved up and moving efficiently, but it's not essential. But the reason why having regular balanced movement helps is because it can help us to increase that mitochondrial rich muscle mass on the body. The more strength we have, the more muscle mass we have on the body. That's great for increasing the overall metabolic rate in our body, because muscle tissue is some of the most mitochondrial dense tissue in the body. When we have more mitochondria, we simply have, you know, a faster metabolism, because we have more little mitochondria that are working away to convert the food that we're eating into energy. So what's really important is that you just find a way to move that brings you joy, because that's what's going to be the most, you know, the easiest thing for you to stay consistent with, right? So in summary, these 7 keys, not the 6 keys, the 7 keys for an efficient metabolism are eating the proper fuel, eating those carbohydrate-rich whole plant foods, eating enough of the proper fuel, right? Got to stoke that fire. Number 3, good micronutrient status that we get from our whole plant foods. Number 4, low toxicity status, which we also help to maintain when we're eating low on the food chain in a whole food plant-based lifestyle. Number 5, balanced nervous system with good sleep and stress management. Number 6, I don't like that term stress management, but you know, it's kind of, you know what I mean. Number 6, optimal cellular hydration. Number 7, balanced regular movement. And so, yeah, these are all the key steps that we worked on when we were helping Linda to heal her metabolism. I think the biggest thing, the biggest takeaway from Linda's story, Linda's example, is especially the one that, you know, people have the hardest time with, which is eating more to weigh less. And she literally had to increase the amount that she was eating to weigh less. Don't take our word for it. You can actually listen to Linda's healing story firsthand from her own mouth. We'll try to put the video in the show notes of this podcast episode so that you've got that direct link. All right. So I do want to share that this was kind of like a really brief overview, and you might still have a lot of questions of like, okay, how do I actually apply this information to my life to see those results that I'm looking for? And we are so excited. Dr. Ben and I are so excited to really start like the next era of Alter Health here. We're starting to release some shorter courses, mini courses on specific, more niched topics. And the first one that we're releasing is on metabolic health. And that is our Eat More, Weigh Less program, which is a 4-week program that includes everything you need to know to optimize metabolic health. So what we talked about here in this podcast episode was a good kind of, you know, sneak preview showing you, you know, the most fundamental information in a very kind of quick and efficient way. But to understand this at a deeper core level and to learn how to apply it so that you can take the most efficient action to get the quickest results with metabolic health, that's why we've created the Eat More, Weigh Less program. So you see here, if you are watching on YouTube, you can see a little flyer here. I see everything that's included in this program. And starting March 7th, we're actually launching this program as a live 4-week program. In the future, it will be a pre-recorded course that you can go through in your own time. But we're so excited. If you are with us live here, if you are listening to this podcast in this week that we've recorded this podcast, we invite you to join us March 7th, because this is the only time that this course is going to be taught in real time with live sessions. And so you can see what's included in the education piece of this program are 4 modules that cover the what is the Eat More, Weigh Less plan, the how do I execute this plan with success, the why does this plan work? You got a little sneak peek of that today in today's session, but there's so much more to understand about metabolic health. And then the when of, you know, when will I see results? Understanding the journey of healthy and sustainable weight release, right? Not just like crash dieting or yo-yo dieting, and creating that successful mindset. Also troubleshooting common pitfalls that people can often fall into. So the 4 modules, they cover the what, the how, the why, the when of the Eat More, Weigh Less plan. And also what's included in all of that is, you know, understanding not only the foods, the hydration, the movement, the sleep, the metabolic boosters involved with the plan, but how to apply them in the kitchen with meal planning, kitchen prep, navigating cravings and, you know, common social scenarios that can come up and sway us from our focus, right? Also, you know, we will in this program go into so much depth in that scientific understanding of how this works in the body. And we've found that when people understand on that deeper level how this is all changing their physiology, how it's all changing their biochemistry, that leads to real sustainable behavioral changes or, you know, healthy habit formation, because you're not just acting from this place of, you know, memorization or following orders. You're acting from a place of inspiration and resonance inside of you, like, oh, this makes sense. This is common sense. I'm going to eat this way because that's what creates health in my body. So just a quick overview, you see that this program also includes all these great resources like a 4-week meal guide, daily food goal checklist, daily lifestyle practice checklists, food combining charts, all sorts of great helpful PDFs, plus weekly community support calls, plus access to our private online support community. And these supportive community aspects, you have lifelong access to when you join the course. I'll just put the number out there so you know. The course right now costs $245. And so when you pay that amount, you are in this program for the lifetime of this program, however long this program exists. And we hope that it has a long and healthy life, just like you do. So we also have a weight release guarantee. If you sign up for this course and you just are not into it, you feel like it didn't give you any value or you didn't see any results, then we will, of course, give you your money back. We've got some testimonials here that you can read through on your own. And we will share, like I said, in the show notes here, links to some of these testimonials as well. So to recap, this program includes transformational education, 1 month of metabolic boosting meal guides, lifetime access to the Eat More, Weigh Less private community, lifetime access to the Eat More, Weigh Less support calls, access to the library of supportive resources, and a weight release guarantee. So we hope that you join us on March 7th for the kickoff of this awesome program that we are so excited to launch, the Eat More, Weigh Less plan. To get more details and information, head over to www.altered.health. And yeah, we hope to see you at the great kickoff on March 7th. If not, we will see you next week for another episode on the Alter Your Health podcast. We hope that you have a wonderful week. Until then, all right, everyone, bye for now.